Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, what can we say except thank you for allowing us to come every single day to study your Word, to consider your thoughts, to know your ways, to know about you, to know about your Son Jesus, Lord, and to be guided into all truth by your Holy Spirit. It's such a joy. We bless you today, Lord. We thank you. We honor you for the God and Creator you are. And we ask again, Lord, that you will do as you've said, to lead us by your Holy Spirit, to empower us by your Holy Spirit, that we might be living lives that are pleasing to you. We bless you today, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Put Away Haman's Mischief. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 3. As our story continues, the issue of Haman has been resolved by King Ahasuerus. Haman was hung by his own gallows, and his house was given to Esther, who thereafter gave it to Mordecai to manage. However, there is still the problem of the edict given by the king that all the Jews be destroyed. In chapter 8 and verse 3 of the book of Esther, we begin to see the answer to this grand difficulty. We read, "And Esther spoke again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews." The verse begins, "And Esther spoke again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears." For us to really attempt to understand this part of our story, we must use our imaginations to see the sadness of Esther. We might think that since Haman was gone and his house was given to Esther, that she would be happy, but she is not. She continues to have the fate of her people on her mind. Perhaps her mind went back to when her parents were killed and what she felt like during that time. Or maybe she thought forward to the devastation that would occur should this plan be carried out. Whatever her thoughts were, they caused her to speak to the king, fall at his feet, and beg him with tears. The verse goes on to say, "To put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite and his device that he had devised against the Jews." We can almost see in our minds this incredible act of intercession by Esther as she desired for the king to put away Haman's evil plan. It is interesting to note that Haman was an Agagite, which if we research it, we would find out that he should not even be around in the first place. But now this wicked plan is in place, and Esther desired with great passion that the king get rid of it. Though there was an evil plot and plan to destroy the Jews, Esther used her place of influence to attempt to eliminate it. And there is a wicked and evil plan devised against all of mankind. Like Haman, Satan has a plan to destroy as many people as he can. The question for us today is, do we ever intercede for mankind like Esther did for her people? Have we ever, with tears in our eyes, fallen before the King of Kings, Jesus, and made an appeal on their behalf? As we study these scriptures and seek to add the spirit of them to our lives, we should seek to have hearts that are as passionate as Esther, who would beg for the salvation of her people. May the Lord convict us, cajole us, and bring us in these thoughts to have a heart that breaks for what breaks His. The lostness of men and women all over the world. Next time, we will discover the beginning of the reaction of King Ahasuerus to Esther's request. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,